Now there's only 70. Yes, the PGA Tour playoffs, they're in full swing, even though they had to dodge Hurricane Henry. I'm Bob Bupka, and I'll be up front. I'm not firing on all cylinders, but I'm proud to be working alongside my sidekick, Jay Randolph Jr. He's carried me in the past, no doubt. He'll do it this week also. You may know Jay as STL Golf Geek on Twitter. Well, that was one long rain delay last week, Jay, but it did produce a terrific champion.
Yeah, I thought Monday was fabulous and fascinating in a couple of different ways. The weather threw a wrench into it, and you didn't really kind of know what was going on, and would they even be able to play Monday. They had a little delay Monday. They get it done. But, you know, down the stretch to see Rahm not be able to finish it off, and then Cameron Smith start making a move and getting himself there, and then there's this guy Finau who is in search of that victory, that second victory to validate what he did in Puerto Rico, and thanks in large part to Rahm not doing what he needed to do on the backside and Cameron Smith's tee shot on the playoff hole, Tony Finau is back in the winner's circle.
I want to talk a little bit about this guy, Cam Smith. I go back a few years. Cam Smith qualified to play in the at Maui, and he has the same manager as Jason Day, a longtime rep out there, one of the best as far as I'm concerned. Bud Martin is his name, and I was having breakfast with Bud Martin, and he said, we got a new player in the stable. And I said, who's that? And he said, Cam Smith. I said, yeah, I've heard some good things about him. And Bud says, well, you know, my rule, I went to Jason and I said, Jason, we have an opportunity to bring another player to be part of our team. How does Cam Smith sound? And Jason said, man, I've heard nothing but good things about this young man. And as luck would have it, leaving that week, I was in the airport, and there was Cam Smith sitting at Starbucks. I sat down. We spent a good half hour together. I was impressed then. And, Jay, he is solid from top to finish. And to think now, he may be even the bigger headliner than Jason Day. And I think a lot of great things are going to be coming Cam Smith's way. He's only 28 years old, but I like his style.
No, and he also seems to deal very well with pressure. He doesn't seem to have too many highs and too many lows, and he's got huge game. And, you know, that's why I thought it was really interesting, you know, Cam Smith getting in the playoff. I kind of thought Cam was the favorite with the disappointment of Finau over the last couple of years, but the miscue by Cam and Tony Finau, who has dealt with some injuries, obviously, has dealt with some different things, has been knocking on the door, and as Bum Phillips said back in the day, yesterday on Sunday, he kicked the SOB in.
Well, I'll tell you what, we know he's tough. He's raising five children, and that's no easy job. Let's give a listen what Tony Finau had to say after that impressive victory.
The goal on the day was to get to 20 under, and we thought that was going to have a legitimate chance to win the golf tournament, and, you know, 21 under would have done it outright, but I was able to hit some clutch shots in the playoff and win the tournament. So this is extremely special, and I'm excited to be a champion again on the PGA Tour. It's exciting to be in this position, and I've played great all season. You know, no W throughout the season, but in the playoffs, this is what makes the playoffs, you know, immense pressure and a lot of things riding on this, you know, these three events, and I'm happy to win this first one. I hit some really clutch shots when I needed to, and I think it's going to be huge for my confidence moving forward. You know, I've played really nicely in big tournaments, but to turn in a 30 on the back nine of a playoff event, you know, playing, trying to chase down the best player in the world, I mean, those are all things that will go in the memory bank, and hopefully, you know, I'll continue with the success moving forward.
You know, Jay, you can hear goodness in his voice.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, he's kind of in a way come out of nowhere when he first hit the scene and you know, he got that W in Puerto Rico and has been so close And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes that choke label gets placed on guys. And I think it's unfortunate because you know how hard it is to win. Now, the question I have, now that he's gotten that second win, gets it at a playoff event at Liberty National, going up against Rahm and Thomas and Cameron Smith. What does this spell for the future for a guy that hadn't gotten in the winner's circle in a while? Could this be a guy that now he's got the second? He wins in bunches. Does he get in the major victory circle next year? There's a lot of questions still that have to be answered from Tony Finau, but he answered a big one getting that second win in New York on Sunday.
Well, you're right about that, Jay. And, of course, what Tony has going for him, he's extremely long off the tee and extremely accurate. And you bring those two to any first tee anywhere, generally you're going to be pretty good. Cam Smith, we talked about him a little bit, still last week, just faltered in that playoff with Finau. How about your man, Phil Mickelson? He makes it on the number 70.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think Steve Stricker is going to take Phil Mickelson, or is Phil Mickelson going to tell Steve Stricker, don't pick me, I shouldn't play? What do you think about that?
Boy, that's a tough one, Jay. You know, I mean, golly, he's the reigning PGA champion. The Ryder Cup is PGA of America through and through. He's a crowd favorite. Boy, if Steve Stricker has what it takes to leave Phil Mickelson off and then they lose, I don't know. But, the flip, too. If he takes Phil and they lose, he'd feel the heat. But that's a darn good question. I bet our listeners have better answers than I tried to sputter out there. But I don't know.
It's a tough one because, you know, they've been playing together for a long, long time and against each other for a long time. In my opinion, if I was Stricker, and Phil has not played that well, really off the PGA victory, but nobody necessarily expected him to go on some sort of a run. But if I was Stricker, I'd say, Phil, do you really want to play? And if you do, do you think you'll be really ready to play? And if Phil says yes, then he's on my team. And if Phil says no, I move on. That's the way I would do it. But, you know, Phil needs a better playing week than he's been having to make it an easier call, I think, for Steve Stricker. You got a lot of guys in the mix. Patrick Reed now is one to keep your eye on because Patrick Reed is not playing at Kays Valley, and he withdrew from the Northern Trust. He kind of, to me, was in. He was going to make the team. Now with this situation, it changes that. I mean, that's what's making the playoffs even more intriguing for me is guys trying to make the Ryder Cup team. And Finau punched that ticket full force with his win last week. I still think he would have made it, but it sewed it up.
No, I agree with you there, Jay. I really think in the end it's going to be Mickelson or Kisner. One of those two are going to be picked, and they'll be under intense pressure because not everybody's going to agree with the pick, no matter who it is. But we'll have to wait and see. And Patrick Reed, currently suffering from double pneumonia, we wish him the best and a speedy recovery. He is ranked 26, so he has a chance to make it in that top 30, even not playing this week. All right, some headliners. How about your man, Rahm, U.S. Open champ, and he's defending his title this week.
You know, the last time that John Rahm had disappointment at a tournament, he came back and won. So we'll see. Rahm looked fantastic other than a couple of mistakes over the last seven or eight holes. Cantlay's a guy that is vying for that Ryder Cup team. Xander Schauffele, all he knows is top tens or top fives. Morikawa missed the cut last week. He had been number one in the FedEx Cup and had a little bit of a cushion. But with the points advance, now Finau is number one. So I'll be very curious to see how he plays Morikawa off the disappointment of making the cut.
Let me get your opinion on this, Mr. Randolph Jr. Patrick Cantlay with a new partner on the bag, Joe LaCarver.
You know, I it's interesting that, you know, Joe doesn't need the dough necessarily, but wants to be out there. And, you know, we haven't heard anything necessarily on the Tiger front. So good for Joe LaCava.
Yeah, I think Joe's a good match. Cantley's got a lot of talent. And LaCava, one of the best bag toters ever to be part of the game. Morikawa, been kind of quiet a little bit lately, but, you know, he's such a good iron player. Any given week, he can light it up.
Well, and that's what I said. You know, missing the cut, what's it going to mean to him this week and losing that number one spot? Corey Connors, the Canadian, has steadily been moving up. We saw what Cam Smith did at Liberty National. Bryson still and will continue to look, in my opinion, for consistency in his game. DJ, I mean, when we started the year off what Dustin Johnson had did at Augusta in November, I mean, I think people felt like there's no question he's the best player in the world. He hasn't played like it this year. He missed a cut last week at Liberty National. So, you know, Brooks doesn't seem to be firing on all cylinders. So it should be a heck of a tournament with all the sidebars, with trying to get in the top 30, with looking to move up as close as you can to the FedEx Cup points and all that stuff. It should be great, great theater this weekend at a fantastic golf course, Bob, that not everybody gets to see. They used to play a Champions Tour event at Caves Valley, of Owing Springs, Maryland. Fantastic golf course that hopefully will test these guys. Playing at 7,500.
As promised, I tell you, Jay would carry me through. Well, that's it for this week. We'll be back again next week to review and assess the BMW Championship and preview to see who made it into the Tour Championship and, more importantly, who is in the top five on the FedEx Cup points list. That's where the big money is.